Look who's here. It's the housing guru, David Hochberg.
Hey, how you Dave. Doing?
How are you?
Hi there.
Fantastic.
By the way, I think you should. It's too limiting to just call yourself the housing guru because you're so much more than that, aren't you?
I think so, but that's the name that they gave me, and I'm happy to have a name. So, you know, I'm sticking with what they gave me, and, you know, what name would you prefer?
Yeah, but if you could name yourself the guru of anything, what would it be? Just the money guru?
I guess housing, you know, all things related to housing, because, you know, let's face it, your financial house starts with the house you live in.
Okay? But I'm going to ask you right off the bat about something else, and you should be like the money maker.
Okay.
Yeah. The what? Say it again, Bob.
I'll get no emails because nobody will know how to spell that.
It's Spanish. It's Spanish. Here's the deal. All of these offers are coming in the mail. I know we talked about this before, but I had an additional thought about this. The credit card companies want you to open up a new credit card account, want you to roll over some balances from one to another and so forth and so on. Anytime you apply for a new credit card or take advantage of one of those offers, is your credit rating going to get hit?
Yes. It goes down every time you apply for something. Credit card, car loans. Sometimes when people go out to buy a car loan, I see it on the credit reports all the time. There's 5-6 inquiries from different finance companies, and every time there's an inquiry, they say it doesn't impact you, but of course it does. It impacts you, and why does it impact you?
Because how much does it impact you?
Well, anytime it depends on how, you know, where your credit score starts. If you start at 780 to 800, it's going to impact you like a mosquito bite on a buffalo. Okay, you know they're not going to feel it. But if you're a 560 and you apply for credit, you know it's like a bus running over your foot. You could lose 20, 30 points because you're out there looking for the needle to take another shot of junk. That's what it is. If you're out there looking for more and more credit, your credit score is going to go down because all that the credit reporting agency sees is you're trying to get access to more credit. Why are you doing that? To potentially load up on the credit.
What if you just want to get rid of a balance that is like 29% interest or something and taking advantage of one of these offers for a much lower interest rate for a period of time? Is it worth doing or not?
Well, it's definitely worth doing, but you have to watch out for the minimum payment because a lot of these lower interest rate credit cards where they get you is that the minimum payment is typically 4%. That increased in the Obama administration one. It went from 2% minimums to 4% minimums. But what a lot of these credit card offers have, if you're getting the 0% finance, they want their money back, okay, because they're lending you money for nothing. Why are they doing that? Because they're waiting for you to fall and trip and have a late fee or something.
So it's all about waiting for you to fail?
Of course.
That's the only thing?
Absolutely. All of these 0% finance jobs that, you know, I love Apt, okay? I buy all my stuff there. And when I bought something there a long time ago, I took out a credit card and it says right there, if you, upon the 0% financing when it's expired, it goes right to 18% or something ridiculous like that. Because it's in negative 18 font. You can't read it. You know, you're all interested in getting 18 months of 0% financing or 12. And then you lose track. And then what they realize is after you go off the 0%, if it's not paid off, whammo, here comes the 18% charge. And I'm not making fun of Apt. I love the app, you know, company and the app boys.
Well, 18% actually sounds pretty good these days.
Right.
18, I know, because it's sometimes, a lot of times it's 24.99.
Sure.
That's 25%, a quarter of.
So who should, what kinds of folks should take advantage of those opportunities?
If you're responsible, I've got great credit. Okay, I'm in the upper 700s because I watch and I protect it. Okay, but if somebody's going to give me 0% financing for 12 or 18 months, okay, great. You know, what I do is that I'll take the balance. If it's a $1,200, I'll send in $100 a month. So when the time period is up, I have it paid off. I don't have to worry about the whammo from the finance company. Okay, it's not the store that you're doing it with. It's the finance company that's backing it because there's an actuary in the back room that's banking on a certain percentage of the people are not going to get to that 13th month and have their bill paid off. Mm. And here comes the 552 Metra right through your back door blasting you. Right. And then you don't know what's going on. So if somebody's going to give you free credit, take
it. Those offers for free credit for a year, like a lot of stores, if you make a major purchase, they'll give you free credit for you, no interest for a whole year.
Right.
And if you're willing to pay it within the year, it is worth it, saying?
Well, right. It's definitely worth it, right? Here, okay. I take the angle. If you can't afford the $5,000 worth of appliances to put in your kitchen because you're redoing your kitchen, maybe you shouldn't be buying the appliances. I'm crazy for even thinking of that, okay? But, you know, some people want the stainless and the double oven and the this, that, and the other thing, and they have to have it. So they don't think about it. Put it on the 0% finance. It gets to month 11. Okay, everything's good. Gets to month 12. And then here comes the whopper of the payment starting month 13. Yeah.
Are you listening, right, Marianne?
Yes.
Sorry.
Right. Let's
not talk close about to home.
I have a question, though. You say you take care of your credit. You watch it,
yeah,
and you monitor it. What is the best way to do that? Because I mistakenly, I guess stupidly, when my wallet was stolen and all my credit was bad,
yeah,
not bad, but it was people were using my credit,
sure,
card. I had to close off all these credit cards. I ended up doing this service where I pay like $30 a month, and everybody's telling me that's a really stupid thing,
yeah,
to do, and I should stop doing it. So,
well, stupid's not the right. You know,
it gives
not,
us it's, access though, right, to the credit report at all,
yeah,
times.
Yeah, okay, but
that's a lot of money.
But true, a TransUnion, which is right here in the city, has got a program, and David Emery, the chief operating officer, is going to be at the Credit Enhancement Center seminar next Thursday to answer people's questions like this. But TransUnion has a service, I think it's True Credit or something, that's free. You get it done free.
Okay.
And you could put fraud alerts on all your credit reports just by calling up the three major credit agencies. So people have to get your permission to run your credit.
And should we do that? Should we all be doing fraud alerts?
If you think you have a problem with people, you know, hitting you for fraud, sure. You know, but you just have to be careful when you go to do a loan. You have to release that fraud alert so the person getting a mortgage for you or getting a car loan for you could get your credit scores, because we're not able to pull the credit.
Or else just look at those bills, the statements, very closely.
Absolutely. Month. That's the easiest thing.
Let's talk about what's going on a week from tonight, David. What is this, the Credit Enhancement Seminar?
Yeah, we're having a Credit Enhancement Seminar Thursday night, a week from tonight, from 7 to 9 p.m. at Victoria Banquets Beaujolais in Schiller Park, which is right next door to O'Hare. It's free. We've already have over 150 people registered already, which is far ahead of last seminar's pace at this time. We had over 300 people at the College of DuPage in April. We're hoping to have at least 400 to 500 people. We're going to answer people's credit if you're coming out of a bankruptcy, foreclosure, short sale. If I had a guy call me this morning. I got divorced 2 years ago. Wife is still messing with my credit. What can I do to protect myself? That was just this morning. A lot of people are still living in their basements, you know, their parents' basements. I know it sounds funny when it's on the commercial, but it's true. They don't know how to get out of it. They want to buy a home, rent a home, and they think because they had a foreclosure or bankruptcy in the past that they're done forever. 100% false. And I will just teach people what to do.
Okay, the seminar is free, so can they just show up Thursday night next week?
They can just show up. It would be nice to register. You could go to either the WGN Radio events page, register there, or go to my website, townstone.com, register there. The event's free, okay? I like to know how many people are going to be there so we could print out enough flyers that we're passing out, because we got like a 20-page pamphlet that we're going to go through on a PowerPoint presentation. They're going to be selling food, and there's going to be a cash bar. So if you're thinking about, oh, I got to run home and eat, no, just come to Victoria Banquets Beaujolais. They're going to be selling food. They got a cash bar. We're going to be knocking it out of the park and helping people with their credit.
Next Thursday night, 7 p.m., it's David Hochberg, the housing guru, or you can go with the money macher.
Yeah, money macher.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I don't know what that means or how you spell it.
Well, I'll leave that to your husband.
Okay. this sounds like a great event. I'd like to go to this event and see, you know, what this is all about.
All right, I'll register you.
I think you should go. Maybe you'll learn something.
And I'm also encouraging parents to bring their high school kids, because there's
awesome.
No place for them to learn about credit, especially the juniors and seniors getting ready to go to college before they go to college.
That's a good idea.
And they get all of these credit card offers, and they open up 5-6 credit cards, and and then they don't know what to do.
Right, we'll get it posted on our Facebook page.
And come back next week, because I want to talk about that, because that's a huge issue for so many parents. And so come back next week.
I'll set up with Ann.
Before your
seminar.
Event.
Thanks, David.
Got
talk
it.
To you
Thank
soon.
You guys.